I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Victor Harrington, Regional Director of Marketing and Business Development at UP Health System Marquette, about the latest information concerning the opening and moving into the new Marquette Hospital. Here's more with Victor Harrington.
Our official move date is going to be June 2nd, and we're so excited for that. We were targeting April 14th. Mm-hmm. You know, a move like this is very complex. Logistics, the construction. So really, we're going to use this time to button up a few things. But most importantly, we got some really good feedback from our teams, partner agencies, that we need a little bit more time to prepare.
Yeah, so. You've been doing all along here, sort of as part of the transition, some training opportunities and orientation opportunities, sort of in effect, almost like a shakedown cruise, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've already had about 1,500 employees go through the site for orientation. We had day in the life where we had about 400 of our employees going through mock scenarios. So at this point, it's all about getting our staff acclimated, comfortable, because when it comes to move day, we want to make sure it's seamless and as safe as possible for our patients.
One of the big things is, of course, is getting everybody into the building, and they're getting to see and experience what's in there now. What are some of the new features and some of the new improvements? We talked with you last time about sort of point of access, easy to get around. What are some of the other things that are new?
Well, I guess one of the things I'd like to highlight is the artwork. I've been the leader in charge of artwork. Last week, we installed over 750 pieces of artwork throughout the 600,000 square foot facility. We've got a ton of commissioned featured pieces throughout the main atrium, a mix of local, regional, and national well-known artists. So that's something that I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. And really, our investment in artwork is to help create that comfortable, healing environment for our patients and families.
Recently, we had a chance to speak with folks involved with the food services, with the cafeteria area, the, the Barriga Bistro, I believe it's called. This is a major step up in food service and dining, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, that whole atrium is just going to do so much for us. You know, the natural light just pours in through that main atrium. I want to say it's two stories, 30 feet high of glass. The whole space is just beautiful, and it's set up like a storefront. So wayfinding, the bistro, the gift shop, the coffee shop, all those things are easily accessible right off that main corridor.
So the official move date then has been set to what?
So the official move date for our hospital and its services is June 2nd, and that's a Sunday. And so we'll start very early in the morning, around 6 o'clock, and we're going to move patients one by one via ambulance on the 1.4-mile route from origin to destination. So it's complex, but we're going to get it all done that morning and maybe a little bit into the afternoon, and then we'll be fully operational. We'll be ready to see patients in our new emergency department that day.
Victor, a big part of that is that there is a ceremony tomorrow for folks to know about, and what's going to be happening?
Yeah, that's right. So tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. is our ribbon cutting ceremony. We'll have leadership in town from Duke and LifePoint, government officials in the audience, of course, the media, key community leaders, and that'll be our ceremony for the ribbon cutting. We'll have remarks from several of our key leaders. Mm-hmm. It'll be a good event to showcase the opening of the new hospital.
A big step in the process. And it seems like to me, and we were talking about this here in the studio before you showed up this morning, that looking at some of the original target dates of way back when, from a year or two ago, they were talking about maybe this fall, then it moved into the summer, now into the spring. That means overall this project has come together pretty well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, we've had to be fluid. It's a big project. It spanned over 3 years from the time we broke ground in 2016. But the teams have done a great job. You know, the architects, the design team, the construction team, the building is magnificent. Mm-hmm. So it's been a long journey, but we're getting very close and very excited for the big move coming up.
One of the things that will be coming up too soon is you will be having a community open house and a few other things that are going on, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we do have our ribbon cutting is tomorrow for leadership, media, key dignitaries. But the big one for the community is the open house that we're going to have. And we've got a couple dates in May that we're looking at, perhaps into June. But that's going to be the real opportunity for everybody to come in, check it out, mm-hmm. get some behind the scenes looks at what goes on at the new hospital.
June 2nd, you are doing the patient move. You're doing the big move. That's a big day. But there's also going to be something going on when you do set the date for this community open house and everything, that you've got something going on that folks will see happening as well. A walk.
Yeah, that's right. So one thing that we have planned is to do a celebration walk for all of our staff, past and present, their families. And that'll be an opportunity for us to kick off that open house with a walk from our current hospital to the new facility, and have all those folks be the first ones to step inside.
That's the comments of Victor Harrington, Regional Director of Marketing and Business Development for UP Health System Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.